This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's defense ministry says Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group organization are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. The Ukrainian defense ministry said that as of Thursday, the mercenaries, however, remain inside the city. The government also said Russia launched 36 drones against the country in overnight attacks, but that every one of them was shot down without reaching their target. Prigozhin claimed, Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin claimed to have completed Russia's capture of Bakhmut on Saturday after the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, in which the Wagner Group played a central role. A federal judge sentenced the founder of the far-right militant Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, on Thursday. VOA's Diane Roberts has a report.
Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison on Thursday for seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. A defiant Rhodes stood before the judge and insisted he was a political prisoner. Rhodes is a former Army paratrooper turned Yale-educated lawyer who founded the far-right Oath Keepers militia. Prosecutors were asking for 25 years in prison. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
One of four remaining fugitives sought for their role in the 1994 Rwanda genocide has been arrested in South Africa. This, according to UN investigators Thursday. Around 800,000 Rwandans, most of them ethnic Tutsis, were slaughtered over 100 days at the hands of Hutu extremists. The former judicial police inspector Fulgence Kayishima faces charges of genocide, complicity in and conspiracy to commit genocide, and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. The United States has targeted mid-level al-Shabaab commanders and multiple junior finance officers in Somalia with new sanctions. The U.S. State Department designated five commanders of the Somali militant group as global terrorists, while the U.S. Treasury designated 26 individuals and entities. Four of the five sanctioned are accused of involvement in collecting taxes for al-Shabaab and attacks on civilians and Somali forces. The U.S. reported that al-Shabaab generates an estimated $100 million annually that is collected through illicit taxations, mandatory donations, and extortions. The head of the private Russian military contractor Wagner Group has claimed that his group forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and handing over control to the Russian military. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The announcement by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of the private military company, comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June the 1st. We are handing over military positions, ammunition, everything, including dry ration, to the Russian military. Nevertheless, a day earlier, Ukrainian general staff said that heavy fighting was continuing inside the eastern city after a nine-month battle that killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Florida Governor, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered next year's presidential election in the United States. But to face the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, President Joe Biden, DeSantis will have to beat former President Donald Trump. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman at the White House.
DeSantis was polling higher several months ago, but his popularity was hurt by his referring to the war between Ukraine and Russia as a territorial dispute, lackluster meetings with wealthy donors, and a perceived failure to connect with individual voters. Trump takes credit for transforming DeSantis from an obscure congressman into a two-term governor. Trump has already warned DeSantis, whom he tried to dissuade from running, he will relentlessly attack his foe, an approach that in 2016 helped Trump vanquish the entire Republican primary field and eventually end up at the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court has sharply limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution in certain wetlands. It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. Marissa Milton, VOA News.